Good morning, brethren. It's time for us to begin. We could take our chairs and we'll open up. We'll sing a couple of hymns to kind of exercise our voices. And we'll start with 164, which I think is already sung once, but it's a nice rousing hymn for the morning. Hymn number 164. Have a favorite hymn they would like to have sung?
313.
313. Okay. Do you want accompaniment, or were you just going to?
Okay, there we go. All right.
That was what I meant.
Have some.
Okay. 313.
Selected him. Anybody have a 241A?
Okay, 241A, and then we'll have Brother Scott Simon read today's manna for us. So 241A. Scott will read the manna for November 29th.
Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. God's promise is the foundation upon which all that we hope for, either of character or coming glory, is built. Let us prize this truth so that we will not compromise it in any sense or in any degree. Let us not only hold the truth in the letter, but in the spirit, in the love of it, because it is true as well as because it is beautiful and grand. And let us ever remember the importance of patient endurance, that we may not only cultivate the Christian graces and practice them, but that we may take joyfully the trials, persecutions, or difficulties which our Lord may see proper to permit to come upon us, for our testing and for the development of this character, which he explains to us is of paramount importance, and without which perfect love could neither be attained nor maintained. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised.
Thank you. Let us hold fast, for he is faithful. It's like we do our little part, and the Lord will certainly do his big part. To give our speakers just a little bit more time, why don't we open up our service for the day with a singing of hymn 333, and then Brother Kent Humphreys will ask the Lord's blessing upon our two symposium presentations. Hymn 333.
Happy. Dearly beloved Heavenly Father in heaven, hallowed be thy most holy name. Good morning, Father. We thank you for the prospect of this day and the opportunities that lie in it to glorify your name. We thank you for this gathering of thy people, and we pray that thou would open our hearts and minds to receive this morning of the precious food that thou hast prepared for us through these servants. And dear Father, we'd ask for thy blessing on Brother Lynn and Brother Tom as they break this bread of life unto us. May our hearts and minds be open to receive and to grow in grace and knowledge. Please forgive us where we've come short in any way, Father, but strengthen us through thy Holy Spirit, and that we may grow strong and walk circumspectly in this narrow way. And we pray not only for ourselves, but for those less fortunate than we, those undergoing severe trials, physical, mental. We pray according to thy will that they would be uplifted and secure in thy hand. Guide us and direct us the remainder of this day, for we leave all things in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Brethren, this is a continuation in the symposium series, Lessons from the Prophets for the New Creation. And Brother Len will begin our service today with his topic being Daniel, the prophet Daniel. So Brother Len, what about us?